B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the final chapter in the service of the day of Yom Kippurim in the Seif HaVoida, which, as we mentioned in the previous Perek, was a specific order. Here, in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding what specifically, if you do it out of order, that is ma'akev, and then you have to do it over. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf, it depends, first of all, what garments are being worn. Kol HaVoida Sha'ivet B'Vigdei Lavan. Whichever services he does with the white garments, which are those are the unique ones for the Avodas Yom Kippurim, the daily Avodas are done with his Big Days of. So those which are done with the white garments, Bifnim Mahechel, inside in the sanctuary, which some say that it should say Lefnim Mahechel, which are actually specifically those that are in the Kachet Kaddishim, which that's once a year on Yom Kippurim that he goes into, those Avodas Tzarech Lasos Nal Seder Shabbat, that you have to do in the order that we explained in the previous parak. Meaning, Vimhiktim behen Maislachaber, if you went, you did something that's supposed to be done later, you did it before the other thing, Lasaklum, you haven't done anything, it's not valid. As the Rambam starts in Halacha Beis to specify which ones we're talking about. So, Ketayr Shechafana Koyim Shechit Zapar. So, regarding the incense, if he took a handful before he slaughtered the bull, which is not like we say he slaughters the bull, receives the blood, they mixing the blood, and then he does the handfuls of the Ketayrs. If he does the handful before the slaughtering the bull, Lasaklum, he hasn't done anything. Now, interesting, as the Rambam comes to explain, Af b'shachafin b'azara, although the handfuls of the guitars are done in the courtyard, and we said it's only what's done inside that's ma'akev, yes, but tzarech panim b'avodas panimhi, it's still an integral requisite for what is ultimately done inside the Kedesh HaKadoshim, which is the guitars. So the chafin itself is considered an avodah of big delov b'fnim b'heichel, and therefore actually is going to be ma'akev. And mechain so to sarsha shachatri kain matan dami shapat. Same thing applies, same logic regarding the he goat. If it was slaughtered before the gifts of blood of the bull, which you first spray the bull's blood, and then you actually, in the kajah kajah, and then you slaughtered the sar. But if you slaughtered the sar first, lo'asakom, you haven't done anything. Now, af pish hashchit bazar, what do I mean? Even though the slaughtering of the he goat is in the azar, I thought it's only what's done inside. Yes, b'harei dami nechnas lofnim, but its blood is taken inside, and therefore it's considered an avaydis panim to be ma'akev if you do it out of the order. Halacha Gimel, so to ale usira masafin, the ram and the he goats of the masafin. Sha'aso isim kaidim abedisim, if you do those masafin, which although some masafin are done in the morning, but these are actually done later in the day, if you do them before the abedis ayayim, which are the services that we spoke about that are done in the kaddish kaddishim, again, inim kum, you haven't done anything. Halacha dalad, so to hiktim dam hasar, ladam hapar, but kaddish kaddishim. Let's say you sprayed the blood of the he goat before you did the blood of the bull in the holies of holies. So even if it's Koyd Mashiach Mabadasa, even if before you even finished the Avodah, still, Yazim Adam HaParka Mitzvah. So what you should do is, okay, you did the Sar first, even if you didn't finish, but you spray the blood of the bull as you're supposed to do, which is supposed to be first. The Achkach Yavi Sar Ach, and then you have to bring another He-Goat, the Yishchataisa, because again, the Shchita has to be after the spraying of the bull. And here you slaughtered it, and even if you didn't finish the spraying of the blood, so it doesn't make a difference, the slaughtering was inappropriate. So then you have to bring another He-Goat, the Yishchataisa, and then you slaughter it. Again, after he had already sprayed the bull's blood inside. And then miyazim adam b'kadosh hakadoshim k'mitzvah, and then you spray from its blood in the kadosh hakadoshim as its mitzvah is, and the apostolation and the first one is invalidated. Let's say hiknim dam hasar l'dam apar, let's say you did first the blood of the he-goat, so the blood of the bull, which the bull is always first, you do it b'matana shebeheichel al pareches, which is the second phase in the sanctuary, after the kadosh hakadoshim. You do bull, he-goat. Now regarding the second in the heichel, you first did the dam hasar. Again, here also, Yachsav Yazim Adam Asar, well, here's not a problem with the Shechita, because the Shechita is supposed to be before the second stage of the springs of the blood of the bull. But what you have to do is, you have to go ahead and spray again, Midam Asar, from the blood of the eagle, Pam Shni, a second time, Lachadam apart, after you did the blood of the bull, because it can't be out of order. Now, Halacha Hei continues to relate Halacha, which as we're talking about, there's these different stages, the bloods that they do in the Kodesh Kodeshim, then that they do in the Heichel, then they do in the Mizbech Azav. What happens if the blood spill out? So nishpech adam, if the blood spills out, actually gomam atanish b'kadosh kodeshim, before you got a chance to finish the gifts of blood that you have to do in the holies of holies. So yavi dam achar, you have to bring other bloods. V'yachze b'yachze b'tchilu b'kadosh kodeshim, and then you got to start over the springs that you did initially for the kadosh kodeshim. You can't just take over when you did before. You got to start over. Now halach avav, but gomam atanish b'kadosh kodeshim. Let's say you finish already doing the bloods that you had to do in the kadosh kodeshim. And v'hishchel b'matanish b'heichel, you already started stage two, the gifts of blood you do in the sanctuary. And then the blood spilled up before you get a chance to finish. So yavidum acher, you bring other bloods. The yaschel mitchila hazoy shebehechel, and you start initially from those which are done in the hechel. You don't have to do over. You already finished that stage. You don't have to go back and start over that in the kadosh kadoshim. So to halacha zayin, let's say gum matan shebehechel. Let's already finish the gifts of blood that you have to do on the pareches that's in the hechel. And you started doing those mixed bloods that you do on the golden altar. But the blood spilled up before you got a chance to finish. So you bring other bloods. And you start over from the gifts of the bloods on the altar. Because Ram tells us that they're all considered independent atonements. And therefore, if you start over the next stage, you don't have to go back and do over the stage before. What happens if you finish already the gift of blood that are done on the altar? And then the blood spills out. Then you have to bring other bloods. Because the next stage, which is pouring out the leftover bloods on the foundation of the outer altar, is not integral, and therefore you don't have to bring new bloods for that. Now, if it's the blood of the bull, which got spilled out, before you got a chance to finish all its gifts, so how does it maybe paracha? So then, here it gets complicated. You have to bring another bull. Or as some say, the gears actually should say, achar shchitas sapar, because actually, as we said in halacha beis, that if actually you take the handfuls of the ketores before the shchitas sapar, you haven't done anything. So you have to do that over because you have to have the yachtav ketores, because the order is integral. If you, the bloods of the bull spilled out, then you have to go ahead and have the chafina ketores after you slaughter the bull. And the yakta ketores, and then you have to do the incense, and only then could you bring its blood and spray from it, because you have to have the ketores before the hazayas. And here, if you did the ketores, and you have to have the shchita sapar, then the ketores, and then the hazah, so therefore you have to start over again, bring another bull, because that includes a different part of the seder that is going to be messed up, and you can't just bring the more bloods, you got to bring another bull, and do again the keteris over again. Halacha test. Ve'imatame begadim. Now the halacha that the bull, whoever does the avodah regarding burning it, that it contaminates his garments. So that halacha is not going to be begadim. And also ve'im nisu ve'sedeshin. This to be said has to be burnt where the ashes are out of Yishlayim. That's ela hapar hazeh achron. That's only the second bull, because sheboy nigmar hakapara. That's the bull that you finished the atonement with. But regarding the first bull, which they did not conclude the atonement, that's not the one. There's only one that has the halacha, and it's the second one, not the first one. Now, halacha yud continues, not so much as the blood spilled out, but what happens if the bloods get mixed together? Nisarvali dama parba dama sar, which we said at one point, you actually do mix them together, but let's say the blood of the bull got mixed with the blood of the eagle, before you get a chance to finish the sprays that you're supposed to do of each one independently. So what you do is like this. So first you spray one upwards, seven downwards, for the purposes of it being the bloods of the bull, which are somewhere here inside of it. And then again, you go spray it again, one up, seven down, for the purposes of being the higo, which is also somewhere inside of it. And then you're doing in the order of par and sar. Can't do it simultaneous, because par has to be before sar. Now let's say, you already did, you just didn't do the seventh one, and then the bloods got mixed up by the last matanas that you're supposed to do. So what you do is, you finish up, it has to be designated for the purpose of the par, one lamata. And then, then you do the one up, for the purpose of being a sar, because again, par has to come before that of sar. Halachi Rav continues with the related, not so much that the bloods actually got mixed together, but what happens if they get confused, get mixed up? Nischafu hakaisis. Let's say the cups of the bloods that you have for these two kabans got mixed up. You don't know which is the cup of the blood of the bull, and which the cup of the blood of the higa. So what you do is, you pick one of them, you do one up, seven down. Then you from the second one up, seven down. And then you go ahead from the back to the first one, and you do again, one up, seven down. Either way, you look at it, you do first of the blood of the bull and blood of the he-goat. Now you might have done first he-goat, bull, then he-goat, or you might have done bull, he-goat, bull, but either way, you're doing at some stage bull before he-goat, and therefore you fulfill that obligation of doing the bull before the he-goat. Halacha yud beis. Let's say kibul dama par b'shtei kais. Let's say you would receive the blood of the bull in two bowls. The kibul dama sab b'shtei kais, and you receive the blood of the higur also in two bowls. Now, then it's over mixtas kais. Now, some of the bowls got mixed up, meaning two of the bowls he recognizes which is the bull, which is the higur. But the other two got mixed up, doesn't know which one's the bull, which one's the higur. So, below noy the kais dama par m'kais dama sar, doesn't know from those two other ones which one's the bowl of the bull and which one's the bowl of the higur. So what he does like this, so he sprays all their sprays, commits fasten according to what you're supposed to do, in two cups that didn't get mixed up. Now then, and then he spills the leftovers of these sprays from the ones that he knew which is which. Ali said on the foundation, kind of mitzvah like the mitzvah is supposed to be. Now, regarding the cups that got mixed up, doesn't know which is which, yishafchu la'ama, that gets spilled out to the canal because it doesn't have the halach of shirayim that's poured on the foundation because they weren't fit to be put on the mezuzah, you didn't know which one it is. That's considered rejected, and that's just spilled out to the canal. Halacha Gimel continues qualifying regarding the bull of Yom Kippurim. So par Yom Kippurim. So regarding this bull of the Yom Kippurim, which Ava Pisha Kohen Gadol Kohen Mishloi, which is the one for him and his family at Lo Kehanim. So although he purchased from his own funds, Shnamek says in the pasuk of Yikra Par Chatzis Ashloi, the bull of the sin offering, that's for him. But Hamokam Hifka Mamayne Bay L'Chalecha B'Kanim. Hashem declares his monies ownerless for all his fellow Kehanim. And the reason for that is is because if they didn't have a partnership, they wouldn't be able to get atonement with it, which they are. The fikach, therefore, you have the following halachic ramification. If the high priest dies before the bull is slaughtered, it doesn't make a difference. The kohen gadol who takes his place doesn't bring another bull. Rather, he slaughters the first one. And that's the chiddush. It does not have halachic status as a chatas, which the owner, which the kohen gadol died, Shatamas, which then the halacha actually is that the animal is left to die. No, shein chatas harab meisa. It's not considered his own individual chatas. Consider that the rabbim, the older kanim, such a chatas is not left to die. So to shachad esapar, let's say they slaughtered the bull. Umeis kohen shachad bedama, and the kohen gadol dies before they get a chance to get a tumor with its blood. Hakohen achad nechnas bedam zeh umachabavai. The kohen who takes him over takes that same blood and gets a tumor with it because he's just as equal in this chatas of the par as was the kohen gadol. Halachi Dalid continue to qualify now of the two he-goats, Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim. The two he-goats of Yom Kippurim, which one goes Lashem, one goes Lazazel, which we do the Hagrala, Mitzvah and Shiu, the mitzvah is that they should be shoven, they should be equal b'mara in appearance, ubekayim in height, ubedam, and in their cost, ubekichasim ka'achas, they should be purchased simultaneously. Now, Alpha Bishah in Mishavim, now, even if they're not the same, Kshem, they're still going to be valid. So do v'lo kachachamim hayim echel mach, let's say you purchase one of them today, one of them tomorrow, usher Kshem, that's also going to be valid. Now let's say one of these two he-goats dies. So it depends. If it died before you did the lottery, okay, nothing was done. You just get a second one for the pair. Now the Misha Higrol Mace. Now let's say it died after you already did the lottery. One was Lashem, one is Lazazel, and then one of them dies. So what you do is like this. You have to bring another two, the Yagrolim Batchila, and then you have to do over the lottery again. Now you pay attention. Which one is the one that died? And that is Im Hoyshel Shem, if the one that died was the one of Lashem. So I mean, you say like this, for the new lottery that you're doing, Zesh she'ola lov hagur Lashem, the one that comes out to be the second lottery to be Lashem, Yiskam Tach, will take the place of the one, Lashem, which died. Now, if let's say the one that died was Azazel, Yamesh should say, Zesh she'ola lov hagur Lashem, the one now that's coming at the second lottery for Azazel, Yiskam Tach, will take its place. Now, Vasheni, the second one, min hashnayim shehigra alayim b'say, from the two which he did the lottery the second time, Yira, that one, which you already have, the original one, that one should graze at Sheba B'mum until it drops a blemish. The Yimach, and it's sold B'yipu B'dam L'Badava, and its funds will be used for as a donated carbon on the Mizbech. And the reason for that is the reason why you do Yirat She'istavish in Chatas Tzei B'mesa, although it's a Chatas, but and you have atonement somewhere else, but the Chatas of a Tzibur is not left to die, or rather it's left to graze and use its funds for any Dava. Halakha Dezayin, Par B'sar She'Yom Kippurim. So regarding this bull and the Higot of Yom Kippurim, let's say She'abdu, they got lost. So the hifesh achem tachdei mekarbo, and so you separate other bull or he-goat to take its place, and you sacrifice it. Then v'nim tzurishem, then you find the original ones. So here also yirat shistavu, it grazes until it develops a blemish. V'yimachu b'yibul nim ladava, and you sell it, and its funds are used for a nadava. And same thing is v'chein nim tzurishem. Koyin shikirvei. Let's say you found the first ones before you sacrificed the replacement ones. So yikirvei, the first ones are the primary; they're the ones that sacrifice. V'yiru hashnayim, and then the replacement ones should graze at shibul mem until it develops a blemish. And again, then it's funds used for the double. Like we said, she'in chatzis tzibah mesa, because although these are classic cases of chatas, the five types of chatas, or four that are left to die, and this is one of those categories, but since that of a tzibur, either from all the kanim or from all the Jewish people, and therefore they're not left to die. Halachi Zayin continues now to qualify that of the Sarah Mishtaleach, the higo that's sent away. Hamum poisel basar Mishtaleach. A blemish invalidates by the higo, even though it's not slaughtered as a carbon, but it's considered as the avoidus hayayim. And the higo that's sent off, a blemish invalidates, even if it's just a passing blemish. So let's say it happens that it becomes, now that it's lacking time of being able to be sacrificed, nifsal, it's invalidated. How would you have that? Mechuzman usually didn't reach a time. How would we have gotten to Yom Kippurim that becomes now? Mechuzman is kagun shenishchata imu l'chil b'Yom Kippurim, where there's halacha that you cannot slaughter a mother and a child on the same day. And it's called Mechus Zman, because now you can't do it today. It's lacking timing. It has to wait for the following day. If, let's say, the mother of this baby animal was slaughtered, which how you slaughter Yom Kippurim, for a sick person, which you're allowed to, and but what does that have to do with the Shechita of Ayitzei Vez Benai, is Shetchiyas Lazol HeShechitas, because actually the throwing off of the animal off the cliff, which kills it, is the same equivalent of what Shechita is for an animal. And therefore, that would be considered Mechus Zman. That would go ahead and invalidate the Azazel too. Let's say it was had a moral defect. That's also possible. It's also invalid. Because in the pasuk Yom Atchayis, remain alive until it's ready to throw it off the cliff. A treif is not considered remaining alive. Let's say chalasar. Let's say the higo becomes sick. And the higo cannot walk. The man who's taking it transported on his shoulders. Even on Shabbos, where he's carrying it and traveling with it. Let's say the one who's supposed to send and take it becomes sick. So you send it in someone, but through someone else. Now let's say nitma mashalech. Let's say the one who's supposed to send it, he actually becomes tamei. So though a tamei person is not supposed to enter in the base of mikdash, he enters into the temple, he takes it and he goes out. The reason is Shemek says in the pasuk, "Biat ish iti hamid bara," in the hand of the one who's designated to take it to the midbar, which biat zechuchen in the hand of the one who's prepared. I feel nitma even if he's tamei. Halacha beis. Now let's say the chafe. Let's say he throws the animal off the cliff. The nafal asar and the higo falls, but they miss and it doesn't die. So yedid achadav, you miss him b'chol d'abashem emisay. So he goes after it down the cliff and he kills it, whatever it takes to kill it. And the evadei sar zeh b'turn bana, and the limbs of this higo are permitted to have benefit from it. Lachachav Gimel rounds off some other halachas of Yom Kippurim. Nifchas a tikkur shel heichal. Let's say the roof of the sanctuary caves in. Lohayam mazah, he wouldn't spray. Krishnamit says in the pasuk, "Be'oil moed," that has to be done in the oil moed. That's what the heichal is called, and you can't call something an oil without a covering on the top, so that wouldn't qualify. Halacha chavdal mizbech shel nischanach b'kateres. Let's say if the altar was never inaugurated with incense, le'yazel lebi now spray on it the bloods, as we said. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Mizbech kateres sam," has to be the altar of the incense of the spices, and it was never mizbech kateres sam, so that wouldn't qualify. Halacha chavei. Let's say chasim nakatayis echad misamaneha. Let's say the incense is missing one of its ingredients, one of its herbs, oimala ashen, or which is a special herb that just helps it go straight up. Chay misala, he's liable for death. Shnemek is in the pasig for the yamis. He's not going to die coming into the kodesh kodeshim once a year. The kohen gadol. Why? Because it's with the cloud that I'm going to be seen on the kapayis, and that's only be doing the kateris, and he's not doing the kateris. And v'chein also chayim misal biyaseh b'le mitzvah. He's actually liable for death for another reason, for coming in without performing a mitzvah. Meaning, he's not performing the mitzvah of keteris, because not the right keteris. L'figur, therefore, he actually come to that following halachic ramification. In Mishagag b'biyah, if he made a mistake, he didn't know that you're not allowed to come into the kodesh kodeshim without doing a mitzvah, but v'heizah b'keteris. But it was deliberate, he knew that you're not allowed to bring a keteris that's missing. Or let's say shenichnas b'keteris shleima imachaser. Let's say he comes in with a complete keteris, with that which is incomplete. So his coming in was with a mitzvah, but he violated bringing a keteris that's missing. Chayim is going to be liable for death because those are either ones, either for coming without keteris, or even he's coming with keteris, but he's bringing a chaser one, which you're also not allowed to do. Halacha vav, hiktim in a keteris or kodesh hakodeshim gizayis beheichel. Let's say he burnt the incense of the kodesh hakodeshim, an olive size of it, in the heichel. Chayim is also liable for death, again, because it has to be specifically in the kodesh hakodeshim. Halacha vzayin, chafin is a keteris, the handfuls of the incense, taking that handful is a service, and if a machshava pisalzba, a machshava, as we say, of invalidations of doing it the wrong way, will invalidate it, because it's like when you're doing an avoida of shchit or kabbalah halacha zrika of a carbon. And mechin chatiyas hagachalim laketaris. So too, the shoveling of the coals for the keteris is also nevesalzba machshava, also becomes invalidated with an inappropriate thought. Shemachshiri carbon to carbon, because the preparatory elements of a carbon are like the carbon itself. Halacha chafches. Now let's say he took the handfuls of the keteris with his fingertips, even at some from the side, or from bottom upwards. These are all invalid ways because it's not the normal way of taking a handful. Or let's say he didn't take one handful, the handfuls together. Rather, he took a handful of one hand and of the other hand, and then he brought them near each other. Or let's say it spilled the incense from his hand onto the ground and then he gathered it up. But let's say his friend took his handfuls and put into his handfuls. Or he took a handful and he died. And the second kohen gadol goes in with the handful that the first kohen gadol took. So regarding all these cases, kol elu safik, they're all situations of doubt. And therefore, le'akta, he shouldn't burn such keteris. He should do it the normal way of how you take two handfuls of keteris, of how you put your hands in, how you bring it together. The nikter, and if he did burn it, Hurt says, Ram always says, when it's a suffix, after the fact, it will be considered acceptable. We have concluded the laws of the service of Yom Kippurim, but Siyat Deshmaya, with heavenly assistance.